I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are you?
I was on.
Where are you?
You jumped too fast.
No, I was. We're doing it on the beat.
I had my head perfectly bobbed.
You guys were like perfect, flawless week one.
It's a weird day today. It's a weird day. It's a Thursday morning at the Breaker Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is the perfect forecast for a Halloween.
Yeah. Happy Halloween to everybody.
61 degrees right now, high of 77. Your trick-or-treat forecast. It looks like the rain's going to hold off until after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we're looking at cloudy and anywhere between 70 and 75 when you are trick-or-treating tonight, which is absolutely fantastic. Halloween has overtaken where we work here.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of coworkers dressed up in costumes.
Yeah, it's already starting.
What? I got lots to say about adults who are cousins at work till my coworkers do, and then I shut up because I'm a scared-ass, punk-ass, coward-ass, hiding-ass bitch.
Nobody's done this before.
No, there's every year somebody dresses up.
No, yeah. People have done this before.
Every year in the morning, somebody dresses up. Are you okay?
There have been people that are like known to dress up.
No, for morning shows.
Yes, yes. Sandy and Scott have done it. Everyone on PXY has done it at some point. Every year somebody does it.
I was shocked.
Were you?
Well, because I was walking in, I go, what the hell is going on in there, man?
Well, it's Halloween. I love guys like you, too. All right, this is a place of business. I'm trying to make money around here. Are you done with your Halloween? Are you done? So I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
I mean, maybe you guys are the wrong ones to ask, because I guess it's different if you have kids versus not have kids. Yeah. Because tonight just becomes chaos, right?
Yeah.
With the trick-or-treaters out. It's good chaos. It's fun chaos. It's great to see the kids in their costumes. Mm-hmm. If you have the little ones, that's where it gets crazy.
Yeah.
Because you got to get them home off the bus. They probably have their costumes on that they wanted to wear to school because the schools get to do their Halloween parties, right? You get them home. If they have homework, you got to have them get that stuff done. By the way, if you're a teacher listening and you give your kids homework tonight, you're a monster. A legitimate monster.
Right.
But then it's the whole get ready to sit around to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Costume, face paint. Luckily, you don't have to talk them into wearing the coat tonight, Kimmy. And the most important and complicated thing of Halloween night.
What?
What do you do for Halloween dinner?
I guess you feed them before you go out, right?
Okay, well, I'm talking everybody here. So you're just going to have regular dinner tonight while you're handing out candy?
So I know, like, my wife used to make the kids, like, pasta before they went out. Like, something quick and easy.
Oh, witch's hair. Ooh.
I don't know.
Way to get in the spirit.
I don't know. And it was always, like, pasta and meatballs, and then they went out and trick-or-treated.
I have no memory of Halloween dinner. I couldn't tell you.
Did you not eat dinner?
Maybe we didn't. Because you're right. Like, everything was all about Halloween when I was a kid. So it was like, all I remember is, like, getting ready to go out trick-or-treating, but I don't remember, like, sitting down to eat a dinner ever.
What do you do?
No, because I remember as a kid, to Kimmy's point, this is the reason I bring it up, the difference between the Halloweens of our youth and the Halloweens of today. I had friends who were just allowed to eat candy along the way because they didn't eat dinner.
Okay.
It was a candy dinner because it was Halloween. So in my house, obviously my kids are there.
Yeah.
And then my sister and all my siblings come over.
Everybody goes to your house.
Yeah. And my mom and my dad.
Your Halloween headquarters.
Yep, exactly.
So what, do you just break out the sheet pizza?
Yeah, so that's just it. We order a sheet pizza, but I don't know if that's appropriate or not.
Why?
Well, I bet you it's a busy pizza night.
252 WCMF, is Halloween a busy pizza night?
It's gotta be.
Well, here's why it may not be appropriate.
Right.
Because by the time when the pizza starts to show up, there's already trick-or-treaters like in our neighborhood, the younger ones.
Yeah.
And like these poor pizza guys and gals that have to drive tonight are literally doing 5 miles an hour through just Woodstock level amounts of kids walking in the middle of the street. Like, it seems pretty dangerous to call someone with a pizza to drive down a street full of kids.
Yeah, but they obviously got to. Well, they must do it every year.
I mean, they don't have to. I could be a responsible father and make dinner for my children. I'm not going to do that.
No, you don't have the time.
Well, I mean, I probably have I've just never really tried.
Yeah. Well, you got to cook for all those people coming to your house?
No, I'm not cooking for my dad. I don't have enough food. But like everybody else, yeah, I know, it sucks. But every year I look out the window as the pizza's on the way and I see this person doing 7 miles an hour as like a tiny Buzz Lightyear is running out of the middle of the road.
Yeah, but you're probably not the only one ordering pizza.
I don't know, is it the right thing to do? Is it an inappropriate thing to do? Because, I mean, there are other options now.
Like what?
You could go and get a bunch of prepared stuff just to have in the house.
Yeah,
that way
you
don't
could.
Have to call anybody in.
All right,
it's
there
probably
you go.
More expensive.
Although, oh, yeah.
With the price of pizza these days, who knows?
Yeah, but I guess even if you're, let's say you're ordering food, I mean, you still got to go out and pick it up. You're still on the road.
Well, I'm saying, you know? I could, like, on the way home from work, grab something from Wegmans, a bunch of stuff, and then just bring it home, right?
Yeah.
We all get Peruvian chicken.
There you go. Eat your Peruvian chicken, children.
Let me quarter this $8 chicken, and then we'll go do our thing.
Now, you got to go pizza all the way. It's so easy.
It is. My wife always orders the worst pizza on Halloween, too.
Like, what kind of, what's bad pizza?
I'm not going to say that. I'm talking about
I thought you meant toppings or something.
Yeah. So we have like a 4-pizza rotation in our house. Mm. 4 different places near our house that are all good for different reasons. But there is one that is by far the worst.
No good.
And she always, for whatever reason, I don't know if she knows she does it, orders it on Halloween. Okay. And I don't know if it's by coincidence or she just hates my family.
Maybe that's the trick.
Specials on Halloween at this place, maybe?
That might be it.
Offering, like, you know, more pizza for less money, and that's, you get what you get.
She is cheap enough to pull that move. Or my dad's going to eat so much pizza that this is the less expensive pizza. So
you know what you could say?
What's that?
Because if everybody's coming over, have somebody bring the pizza.
Yeah.
If everybody's driving to your house, say, hey, man, I'm going to order this pizza. Pick it up.
So there's a couple of problems with that.
What?
All right. So first of all, my brother is going to eat half of that pizza if I haven't picked it up on the way.
On the way.
Yeah. Like, I will get the pizza and there will be 4 pizzas.
It's not easy.
Okay, Kimmy. You know my brother and I.
Well, we found a way to get it done. He's going to be with his wife and kids, right?
Yeah, his wife will hold the pizza while he opens it and starts eating it with one hand. My dad, also under threat of eating pizza.
Well, yeah, you can't trust any dad with a pizza, I guess, to your point.
He's also chronically 35 minutes late for everything.
All right.
So, like, tonight, my dad will show up at my house, and he will have some kind of stupid costume on. And nobody asks him to dress up. And he also doesn't call and ask what the kids are dressing up as. He just does his own thing.
Okay.
Like a couple of years ago, he had the blow up on riding the dinosaur
costume. Yeah, he was a T-Rex, right?
Yeah. Year after that, he was Batman. Mm. But the Batman costume had muscles built into it, which is really funny when you got a big old gut and muscles over the big old gut.
Like, biceps and belly.
He just looked like a big fat guy that got stung by 1,000 bees.
Like, I get that, because you see that all the time in little kids' costumes, like the fake muscles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is something kind of weird about wearing that as an adult. And I get it's part of the look, but it is funny.
But I just don't get, like, you know, my dad would always dress up, too, with us as kids. But again, it was never part of, like, the theme. My brother and I would always have a theme. We'd be Batman and Robin, Mario and Luigi, you know, Robin Hood and whoever Robin Hood hung out with.
Yeah.
Right? But my dad always did his own thing. And I get, like, as an adult, dressing up to make the kids like, oh, wow, this is cool. But the kids don't care because he's not involved in what's going on with their costumes.
He's a cop. He's got a built-in costume, kind of.
Well, I don't think you can wear your uniform walking around.
Why not?
You're not on duty?
But he could put it, I mean, it's not against the rules of being a cop.
I'm sure there are rules where you can and can't wear your uniform.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Right? You can't just put on your uniform, go to the mall, and go shopping.
Oh, I thought he could put that on any time.
It would be weird.
No, but he could do it.
I mean, I guess you're probably right, because what if you're stopping out to go do that after work or before work?
My dad always changed at the department.
But your husband's a fireman, so if you had a kid, he could put on the fireman outfit and walk around his kid as a fireman.
No, but he goes...
That stuff they usually leave at the firehouse.
Exactly. Sure. Like, it'd be weird if he was wearing the jacket pants at a gas station pumping gas with a helmet on, right? So, yeah, no, I mean, it has to be delivery.
All right, so you don't trust anybody in your family to bring the pizza because you think they're going to eat it.
My sister's too much going on with the kids. I got to get them over here. Ryan will absolutely eat the pizza. My dad will eat the pizza, and then it'll be 35 minutes late and cold.
Yeah, you got to just call. They're not going to hit any kids. Relax. They're professional drivers.
No, they're not.
Like, you worry about the craziest things. I'm going to order pizza. Well, I hope he doesn't run over anybody.
Well, you don't want it to happen when they're delivering your pizza.
But to have that in your head is insane.
They're not professional drivers.
Yes,
they're pizza
they
delivery people.
They get paid?
Yeah.
What are they getting paid to do?
Okay.
Bring in a pizza.
You don't as a need professional a driver. License.
Yeah,
those guys go to school for that
stuff.
They
don't. No,
yes, they do. There's a training center. I think it's out by Henrietta, by one of those satellite campuses where they train them.
What's it called?
It's called School of Pizza Driving. Henrietta Campus.
252 WCMF, we're talking about Halloween dinner and how with all the chaos, what you're supposed to do. Pizza seems to be the go-to because Carrie Ann writes us on Instagram, for pizza departments and shops, Halloween is the equivalent of Christmas Eve at the grocery store. So everyone else is doing the pizza.
Yeah.
All right, I don't feel as bad.
Yeah, it's like the Super Bowl.
We got a tweet from Quentin.
Quentin! Quentin!
pot of chicken soup on the stove all night. Eat when you want.
Okay,
chicken soup.
I like chicken soup.
What are we, the Waltons?
Yeah, but it's not party food.
I shot myself a possum.
I want to get some hot soup in me before I start scarfing down chocolate.
Well, in his defense, it's usually freezing outside. I mean, this is the one time where
that's where you go with the pasta. Nice. Hot pasta with the sauce.
No, he's right. Soup and chocolate don't go together.
Well, there's pasta and chocolate.
No, pasta and chocolate. You can have
a dessert after you have your pasta.
There you go. I've never been to a place where it's like, here is your post-soup chocolate. Can you think of like
after soup mint?
No, seriously. Can you think of single situation where you were handed a sweet after soup?
No. Has anybody ever been full on soup?
No.
Chili, but like, I thought it was...
Okay, we're not going to do this. Chili
like
is not a soup.
Like, if I soup and sandwich, sure. But just soup, never... I never saw it as like a dinner.
And I love soup.
Yeah,
but you're right.
I like soup, but it doesn't fill me
up. That's why soup and then you get something else at a restaurant.
Kimmy brings up like the soup and half a sandwich has become standard. Mm. Who decided that was enough food for a human being?
It's like a little kid food.
Yeah, thank you. Right? Like, how about soup and a whole sandwich?
Yeah.
Why did we decide half a sandwich? What idiot was like, I think a half a sandwich will do and that'll catch on. I want a whole effing sandwich and I also want more soup than you're giving me. I would like more soup and a whole sandwich.
So you want a bowl of soup and a whole goddamn sandwich.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And then a dessert.
Well, no, because I'm not having sweets after soup. We've gone over this. Oh, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Eric. Eric says, I will grill in my front yard while I'm handing out candy to kids. For the cool dads in the neighborhood, they get a hot dog or a hamburger while I walk by, and we eat after the kids get home from trick-or-treat.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah,
to be working a grill and handing out food and chocolate all night.
I don't know, man. Do I want some guy that's touching raw hamburger to be handing my kid a peanut butter cup?
No.
It's E. coli Halloween. All right, so we'll do the pizza.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Perfect.
Right? It is funny, like, the things that you don't think about before you have kids. Because, again, you're starting to live this life now because you have your grandson that's spending a lot of time with you guys.
Yeah.
Kimmy, you can just sit this one up.
Okay.
No, there's anticipation for what you have to get ready raising children, right?
Okay, like the standards.
The money and the diapers and the clothes and the time and all that stuff. But like never in a million years until you're in the middle of the fire do you think like, oh my God, it's 7:30. I didn't feed my kids. They don't want to eat. This kid's trying to eat a Zagnut bar. I can't believe they still make Zagnut bars anymore. And there's no winning. There's no winning because your kid now has a bag of candy.
Yeah, I guess once the candy shows up, it's over.
Yes. Yes.
You got to jump on it early.
And the most frustrating part about having kids and trick-or-treating, and we did this when we were kids, Kimmy, is the second they get home from school, they want to go out.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I mean, like, you're lucky if you get them to take a few bites of that pizza, probably. I mean, they're on to the next thing.
So what time do you, usually they don't hit the door until it starts getting dark.
Yeah.
So
like 6:30?
Yeah, 6:30 is usually when we leave. But I it's an hour and a half argument up to 6:30 with Mike. At least it has been in the past.
Can we go now?
Yeah. Can we go?
Some people aren't even home yet. You go too early, right? And in your neighborhood, they're probably still working too.
Well, because my wife also, she loves going trick-or-treating with the kids. Yeah. So she also wants to leave as soon as possible. And I have to pull my wife aside and be like, hey, let's not be dicks. Yeah. No, you don't want to be the first one at the door.
So who mans your door?
My mother will man the door. So she'll come over.
You've got a whole squad there.
It's a pretty good setup. Yeah. Like my mother, she'll see the kids in the costume. Yeah. She'll man the door for a while, right? And then like someone else will, like as we walk back past our house, they'll switch so my mom can walk around with everybody for a little while and stuff.
What is your plan for, because you have, I know right now you're currently dealing with an issue where plants are attacking people coming to your door.
Yeah.
Have you trimmed those plants?
What do you think? You think you went out there and trimmed what?
Kids are going to be walking away with thorns in their face.
Why? Do you think it's all trashed up?
I didn't say trash.
Oh, what happened, you bitch ass? And I won't make fun of coworkers when they wear costumes, and I won't make fun of my coworker, even though I knee jerked in, because I just realized there's wife plants.
I didn't say garbage. It was a love fest. I said it like, no garbage.
They're my wife's plants.
Yeah.
If I could, I would set them all on fire.
Well,
I hate them.
Well,
no.
Did you give it a little trim?
Well, it kind of looks spooky, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be spooky when your eye gets taken out.
Are they thorny ones?
Didn't it get stuck in your daughter's hair the other day?
My wife has a thorn bush that she's been growing for years. Rose bush, yes, but it's essentially a thorn bush.
Yeah, those things are nasty.
So one of the vines from the rose bush has grown out across the front door.
Okay.
So when you walk out, three steps out, you are face to face with this thorn.
So what, you had to walk around it?
Yeah, well, my kids can normally go under it. My daughter, my 14-year-old's not tall enough where it got stuck in her hair the other day.
Oh.
And, you know, my wife's Jamaican, so it's black girl hair. You try getting a vine of thorns out of a black girl's hair.
Only done it once.
So I went to my wife, and I'm like, honey, listen. Because, look, it wasn't worth the fight of me saying anything before. Right. But now that my daughter was eaten, like, now we can have this discussion. And I go, I think, like, you need to just trim the vine.
Yeah, what'd she say?
So she goes, well, I've been growing this for 5 years, and it took a lot of work. And she just walked away.
Oh.
So I don't know what is going to happen.
Just go out there and clip it.
No,
she'll notice.
No, she'll absolutely notice.
Yeah, but then it's over.
No, but I'm kind of hoping, like, while she's standing at the front door before you go out,
somebody gets scraped.
Yeah. No, I want a kid.
Wait, you're hoping a kid gets injured?
I want a kid to have a thorn stuck in his arm.
Have a crown of thorns.
Yes, exactly. Right? It's not only a biblical sign, yes. But now you got the neighbor's piss, so then she's forced to do something about it. Come on, Rosebush.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a game changer.
What up?
It's a game changer for this business that's having a little bit of a hard time right now.
All right.
It's a game changer more specifically and better for all of us because having this always at this restaurant will give us access to it in whatever community you're in.
Fantastic.
Because for some reason, we have been undergoing the great ice cream disappearance of the last 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So it's been a rough 2 weeks for McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard, an E. coli outbreak at some restaurants caused a bunch of people to get sick. And there are no reports of any of that around here.
Yeah.
But the restaurant, after an investigation, says they linked the issue back to a Colorado supplier of chopped onions. Specifically, the ones that go on quarter pounders.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So they said they fixed it. Everything is okay if some locations won't be putting onions on the quarter pounders. Right, so you got that problem right now. But because of the issue, the stock took a big hit. This story might fix all of it.
Whatever.
You'll never again have to worry about a broken ice cream machine at McDonald's.
Okay.
Okay, I get that you don't get this because you're a non...
I never think of ice cream at McDonald's.
Kimmy, will you explain the frustration?
McFlurry? That was a standard.
How about just the Hot Fudge Sundae?
Right. Oh, I always got the McFlurry. But either way, sometimes it was not available.
Not sometimes, all the time.
The shakes, the chocolate, is that all the same thing?
I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm not sure.
But so what happened?
The big joke is, every time you go to McDonald's, the ice cream machine is broken. And there was this conspiracy theory that it wasn't actually broken.
Liars.
Yes, the folks in the back just didn't want to clean the ice cream machine. Well, it turns out they weren't lying.
So what happened?
There is one company that makes ice cream machines for every McDonald's, according to this story.
Oh. Mm.
And this company has an exclusive rights deal, or had an exclusive rights deal, to repair their machines.
Mm-hmm.
No one else was allowed to repair the ice cream machines at McDonald's except for the company that made them. And they ensured this was the case because they put digital locks on the machines so you couldn't get in and fix them. So if there was an issue with the machine, which pops up frequently.
Out of my hands.
Right, Kimmy, you know we worked at an ice cream shop. Lots of things have to get fixed.
Right.
There was nothing that the stores could do. What made it more frustrating is this company that makes the machines for McDonald's, they didn't have repair people, one, enough of them, and two, close enough to all McDonald's to get this taken care of right away.
So what happened?
Well, the Federal Trade Commission.
Thank God those boys got involved.
Stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
There was a negotiation. And yesterday, McDonald's announced that their store owners, the independent franchise owners, will now have the right to repair their own ice cream machines.
Thank God.
It's a big deal.
All right, so you can call your own repair guy.
Yeah, or you can figure out how to fix it yourself, whatever you want to do.
Mm.
Owners of McDonald's have been fighting for this for years. They say that because this company was the only one that was allowed to fix it, they were charging exorbitant prices that they couldn't afford.
I'm surprised like McDonald's would even sign on for a deal like that. Think of all the money they lose on ice cream.
Understood, but you also got to remember McDonald's is very into making everything at every store exactly the same, right?
Yeah.
So
maybe
they thought if the same company handled everything, there wasn't going to be any difference between stores.
So let the ice cream flow, says the federal government.
Yeah, it's nothing we have to worry about anymore.
God, no. Here come the McFatties.
I don't get why. How do you live your life the way that you do?
One day at a time.
Oh, is that something fun? Hate it. Is that delicious? Don't want it. Sucks. Hate it. Beep. Bro, you don't know what it's like, man, when you're in a McFlurry mood, right? Just a little bit of Oreo.
That's something I've never been in. I've never woke up and go, God damn, man, I'm in a McFlurry mood.
Well, you have some salty fries.
I like the burger and
but
fries.
Then you want a little sweet on the back end. It's not like you're having a bowl of soup where you can't have any chocolate afterwards.
Yeah. Well, you know I'm anti-ice cream. Yeah, I'm not a big ice cream guy.
The thing,
it drives my wife nuts. It
drives everybody nuts. What human isn't into ice cream?
We go to the Pittsburgh dairy. Yeah. I get coffee. And she drinks. She
eats her ice cream while you sit there and watch her eat.
I get like a little Italian coffee.
Okay. I like to watch. Eat that ice cream. What you were saying to me?
The only reason I don't always, my ice cream isn't my go-to when it comes to fast food is just because unless I'm eating there, it's difficult because I don't want my ice cream to melt while I'm eating my meal. And it's all about timing, and it just doesn't always line up when you're getting fast food.
You do have to get back in line afterwards.
You'd have to go back up and order it because you're not going to order it with all the hot stuff.
That means you're eating at the McDonald's, which most people don't do.
Kimmy's husband and I do.
Yeah.
Not together.
No, he does. He loves to like eat inside. Yeah. I've never been an eat at the place kind of person.
We've had this debate 5 times. It always ends up at us screaming at each other. Let's not do that again. Right. But Dairy Queen has solved the problem that you brought up, Kimmy.
Yeah.
If you go into Dairy Queen and get like a burger and fries and then an ice cream, they give you the burger and fries and they give you like this little tag. So when you're done, you go hand the tag and they make your ice cream.
That's smart.
But here's the thing.
What?
With McDonald's now allowing their franchise owners to fix the ice cream machine so there won't be days and days without ice cream at these McDonald's locations, it's a game changer not just for McDonald's, but for every American. Because now, every town in America, because there's pretty much McDonald's in every town in America.
Every corner.
Will have access to ice cream. Because, Kimmy, for whatever reason, over the last couple of years, ice cream places have started to disappear.
What do you mean disappear?
Oh, you mean like straight up just plain ice, like all they got is ice cream.
You got it.
Huh.
In Henrietta alone, 3 mom and pop ice cream shops have closed.
I wonder why.
In the last 3 years. I don't know. And if anybody has any idea, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
I mean, you got your Abbott's. I mean, they're a standard. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, Abbott's is a juggernaut.
Yeah, right. And maybe that's part of it, too. We're so spoiled by Abbott's. But I wonder if, you know, remember there was that boom of like the Froyo
style
stuff. Yolickety, like,
which is still open at Henrietta. Very good.
Did that hurt some of your mom and pop ice cream places?
It could be, but most of the Froyo places closed too.
You're right.
And what's even more strange.
More strange.
Past the local places that have closed, right? There are very few now national ice cream chains.
But you used to have your big one was Baskin Robbins.
Doesn't exist anymore.
And then Carvel was the other big one.
Doesn't exist anymore. Ben and Jerry's had locations, doesn't exist.
So there was one on Main Street in Pittsburgh that closed.
Yep. Yeah. Every town had a Friendly's. Those don't exist anymore in most towns.
So maybe there's no interest in ice cream.
No, there is, because every time I go, like, there's still Dairy Queen and Sonic, right? And every time I go to the Dairy Queen, there's people in line to get ice cream. Why can't we support national ice cream chains?
We don't want it.
Why? Ice cream's delicious.
It is, but maybe you're getting another way. Maybe you're just getting a Wegmans, like, bring it home. Have it there.
No, but it's not really as fun.
I agree. But
okay, now you sound like every guy.
You don't get all the toppings.
Yeah.
You don't get, you know, the specialty ice cream cones.
I mean, do your kids get, like, jacked up for going out and getting ice cream?
Oh, yeah, because there's 100,000 different types of ice cream at the ice cream store now. Like, if you go to Lugia's, Kimmy and I worked at Lugia's.
I mean, do they get excited, like, we're going out for ice cream?
Yeah, man, who doesn't get excited for ice cream?
And I would think like, youth sports would support all the ice cream business in town. Because if you get stuck behind, you know, a T-ball team, you're going to be there for a while.
You know what Tommy sounds like right now?
Yeah.
So going back to Kimmy and I's Lugia's experience, the ice cream spot in Spencerport, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Highly recommend you check it out.
It's old school mom and pops.
Yeah. Locally owned, very cool people. But Kimmy and I worked there at different times. We had the same experience where there would always be dads, like 2 or 3 every night, guys your age, grandpas, where they'd come up to the counter and they'd order their ice cream, and then you tell them what it costs. And they go, I could get a gallon out of that Wegmans for half the price.
But you'd also have to explain to them that these sizes are very large.
Yes,
so your standard small is actually pretty big.
Sure.
You get a lot of ice cream for under $5.
But see, here's the thing. If you can do that, what you just said, go do it, old man. Why are you standing in front of me? I don't own the place. Shut the hell up. And the reason you're here is because not everybody wants to eat coffee ice cream. Right. So shut up.
But you mentioned that might be one of the things that killed the ice cream shops.
What?
Every one of those places, Dunkin', Tim Hortons and Starbucks all sell ice cream.
It's not ice
cream. That is not my. It's, I wouldn't think like ice cream spot
no,
though. Like
so, this is how.
I'm
like,
telling
I don't know.
No.
Parents aren't taking their kids to like Starbucks to get ice cream.
No, you go. You go to Dunkin'. You can get ice cream at Dunkin'.
You can't get an ice cream sundae at Dunkin'.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
It's called a Dunkin' sundae.
See, no, this is what he thinks. Like the
at Tim Hortons, a ton of ice cream.
He thinks the Frappuccinos are ice cream.
Well, that's
milkshakes.
All I see. These kids sucking them down.
Kids ain't drinking our milkshakes. There is a Tim Hortons in Fairport that has a Cold Stone Creamery. That's it.
Okay, yeah.
I forgot about that joint.
But Kimmy, you were saying. I'm sorry.
No, it was just about the dads who complained, but their kid also like ordered a banana split with like 10 extra toppings.
Yes,
so it's
yes.
Like, well, yeah, that's why it added up so fast.
$30 ice cream.
Which you can take two bites out of and be done with.
No, the reason why the ice cream shops still should be cranking is no family can agree on what ice cream to get if you're getting one ice cream.
Yeah, you got to spread it out.
Yeah. Like if we are at Wegmans and we're going to get ice cream to go, I have my go-to ice creams, right? Cookies and cream. Peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get like wild and get like panda paws every once in a while.
Yeah.
But like my wife wants some like weird ass tropical fruit flavored ice cream.
Well, she's Jamaican. She's from the tropics.
No, she's not. She's from Montana. That's where she was born. She grew up in Delaware. Don't know if there's a lot of mango ice cream in Delaware. Like my youngest daughter wants some kind of coffee ice cream, and then my oldest daughter, like, well, is that the least convenient kind of ice cream? I'm like, that one. I don't even like it, but you can buy it for me. So it just wiped, yes, I gotta pay a little more, but I keep peace. I'm like the UN. Yeah, it's going to cost us a little bit, but there's nothing bad is happening.
I just can't get jacked like driving to his place to sit down and eat an ice cream, and then we got to go home.
I love it. I love it.
It's too quick of an outing.
I will always get more ice cream than I can handle because I want it to sit for longer and eat my ice cream.
Right. You can't even save it for later. It's just done.
No, yeah. I'll eat the whole thing. I'll eat myself sick. I will. I am always sick when I'm done eating ice cream. And I'm not lactose intolerant. I just eat too much ice cream.
All right.
Doesn't everybody eat too much ice cream?
Well, probably.
I love ice cream, but like when I'm full, I can't. It's not one of those things I can push through.
No, like I think like ice cream is one of those foods where your eyes never match up with what's left in your stomach. Yeah. You always get too much ice cream.
Because you're watching them scoop it and everybody else is getting something different and it all looks good. Right?
And if you're able to get, like at Lugia's, you could get two different flavors, you're absolutely getting two different flavors in one cone.
And then even at home when you get like the half gallons, right? Like you'll do one scoop, you put it in, okay, that doesn't look like enough. Two scoops, you put it in, that doesn't look like enough. Three scoops, that looks like too much, but oh look, there's a big chunk of peanut butter over here and I don't have enough peanut butter mixed in with chocolate, so I'll get the frozen peanut butter. Now I'm sick. Now I'm a sick man.
Well, you're also, as a dad, the ice cream disposal, so you get all the leftover ice cream, too.
No, but I don't want their crappy ice cream. I'm not even
my dad always finished everybody's ice cream.
Yeah, but you ate, like, normal ice cream. Pralines and cream, shut up.
Oh, very New Orleans.
Ugh. Ooh, people are not going to like this.
What happened?
These Greece residents now seem to be walking away scot-free from an incident that set people aflame. So, will the public outrage be enough to keep this relevant and hand these people accused of this crime the punishment we think they deserve? Or can the fact that this was an accident,
but they were doing something
super
that I
dangerous,
thought,
yes,
that they shouldn't be doing in a neighborhood?
But it was an accident.
I understand, but you shouldn't have been doing it in the first place.
Okay, well, look, you want to argue? We can.
You know what I want.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Back over the summer, we told you about a story from a residential neighborhood in the town of Greece. A man was walking his dog, the dog named Bogart, great dog name, in a park when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the dog was hit with an arrow.
Jesus Christ.
Turns out that a couple, according to police, were practicing shooting with a crossbow in their backyard.
Practicing not very well.
Yeah.
That backed up to the park, and just by the worst coincidence in the world, the man was walking his dog while an arrow missed the target and went right into the dog. Bogart, the dog, was rushed out of town for medical treatment, and they saved his life for a little while.
Yeah.
Because according to 10 NBC, after months of recovery, Bogart the dog has passed away.
Took a pass.
Yes. The alleged crossbowers were charged with a bunch of crimes, and the court was then going to handle this decision.
Mm.
And it is important to point out in this story right now, the couple said it was a total accident, and the police agreed. So they were not trying to shoot the dog. If the accusations are true, unbelievable negligence, but it wasn't like they saw this dog and were like, pah, take that. Okay. So the shocking news from yesterday.
What's that?
Story on 10NBC says the charges the couple were facing have been dismissed.
By who?
The judge.
Just the judge.
That's what it sounds like. So the details are very scant. We don't have a lot of them. Mm. We don't know why the charges were dismissed. Like, there are no details on this story on 10NBC.
So can they continue then to freaking do crossbow practice in their backyard?
I think that's illegal to do, period.
So why wasn't they at least charged with that?
Yeah,
I think what everyone's wondering is why wasn't they at least charged with
right.
that?
Right. Why wasn't they?
The question on everybody's mind, why wasn't they at least charged with that?
Right.
Go up, down, story news, crossbow dog, no good.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, they though, bye.
I'm thinking
it's the stroke report. I'm sorry, Kimmy, go ahead.
If I'm the neighbors, and like I just see my neighbors doing this all the time. Like, not that I'm happy that a dog got shot with an arrow, but I'm at least thinking, oh, well, now they'll have to stop doing that. And then this happens, and I'm like, well, what the hell, man?
And it's a park, right? So it means there could have been anybody walking in the path of that.
They could have hit
arrow.
The guy walking the dog.
They could have hit a kid.
Yeah, you're right. All of these things are true. Now, the DA's office in Monroe County, the district attorney, says they plan on appealing the decision of dismissing the charges. So this may not be over yet.
Right.
There could be stuff coming. But as of right now, this couple is not facing any charges.
That's insane.
As far as we know. All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You guys okay with these charges being dismissed?
Of course not.
Okay.
No.
We're dog people.
Well, she's a dog person. You use dog when it's convenient for you.
I just think it goes beyond being a dog person. Like, just if I live in the area, how am I going to walk in that park and not be a little
nervous? Let your kids run around.
If these people are consistently doing that.
Fair enough. Now, look, we know how people are with stories involving dogs.
Mm.
They have more sympathy for those animals than stories involving people.
Yes.
So you know there's going to be a ton of outrage today because this hit the news late last night. But can you make the argument that this was a legitimate accident and maybe the best thing to do is to just move on for it? And I'm asking, 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
It's an accident. It's an unnecessary accident.
Well, every accident's
unnecessary. A crossbow is not a necessary thing you need to practice.
Okay.
It's different, too, because you're using a weapon. It's not like an accident where something that's not supposed to hurt people.
Yes.
This is meant to kill something.
Yeah. It's a weapon. It's a gun.
Look, I hear you. So you're screaming.
That you're using recklessly.
So you're screaming justice for Bogart.
Oh, yeah. I want to join the march.
Okay. By the way, people
are
rating.
The Million Man March for Bogart.
My favorite part about this show is how everybody knows, but nobody knows what the rules are. Because we had said, the story we had earlier, that it was against the law in Greece to fire a crossbow.
I thought we looked this up when we originally did the story.
Yes, so did I. But Jacob says you can target practice in your yard. You're just supposed to have a backstop. I thought the fact that it was a crossbow and not a bow and arrow was the difference.
Yeah, it's way more powerful than a standard bow.
I just thought it was underneath. No, you just made that up, I thought.
No, a crossbow is far more powerful than a bow and arrow.
You can go through
even
seven
a compound
engine
bow, hunting bow. That's the arrow that can go through seven engine
okay,
blocks.
I'm done with you. I thought that crossbows were qualified as firearms even though they didn't have gunpowder, and that's why they weren't allowed to be discharged within town limits. But I could be wrong. If anybody knows, 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
I also thought, just with Greece being so condensed, that you're so on top of your neighbors as opposed to like living out in the middle of the, you know, living out in the sticks.
You're going to hit a Dominic.
Like, you could easily hit somebody. House.
Dominic's from, where's Dominic from?
We don't know.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. The name Dominic could go like five different ways. 252-WCMF. Oh, no, Kimmy, to your point,
property, I don't know.
Where this happened, not only did it back up to a park, like this is like behind the Walmart. It's not that, and this is a regular residential neighborhood. It's not like one of these sprawling places in Greece.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, the couple that was arrested over the summer after police say they allegedly, while target shooting a crossbow in their backyard, accidentally missed the target and hit a dog named Bogart who was walking with his owner in a park that backed up to their backyard. The dog passed away after surgery and a couple of months of recovery. They were facing a ton of charges. As of last night, the charges have been dismissed, and we don't know why, and Kimmy and Tommy will not stand for it.
Well, I'm surprised. They didn't have to, because I'm sure that the people that own the dog, they had a lot in vet bills and things like that. I mean, I know, like, I think there was a GoFundMe and stuff, but I'm just thinking, like, how are those people not responsible for something like that?
Okay, so let's walk down that road.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the owner of the dog, and you were given a choice, because you're right, this cost a fortune, and just because the criminal charges were dismissed doesn't mean they can't take them to court, I guess. Yeah, like, maybe, I don't know how that works, but if this were to be handled between the owner of the dog and the folks who allegedly shot the dog, would you be okay with that?
I still think they should be fined by the town for discharging a weapon and hurting something.
So no, then.
I'm not saying jail, but they should have got a hefty fine.
Okay. How hefty?
I would say $1,000.
That's way less hefty than I thought you were going to say. Is $1,000 a hefty fine?
$1,000 is pretty good fine.
Kimmy, if the owner of the dog and these people were to get together and come up with financial compensation, would that be good enough for you for punishment?
I mean, I guess if you're you know, the victim, and you're okay with the way it's handled, then who am I to say anything?
Well, Tommy's argument is it's dangerous for everybody
else,
not just the dog.
I agree, but if the town says that you didn't do anything illegal, I don't know.
You know, talking about, like, what this may have cost the dog owner, putting aside for a second loving the dog, right? Like, financially, we knew the dog had to go out of town to have surgery.
That vet bill could have been 10G.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And then, on top of that, you would have, like, the pain and suffering of the pet dying.
Watching your dog get an arrow in it.
Well, and then the death of the dog.
Yeah, but the initial hit, the whole thing.
How much money could be exchanged in a hypothetical situation between the folks accused of crossbowing the dog and the owner of the dog, where you would say, okay, like, if you're the owner of the dog, how much money would you need to not want to pursue criminal charges?
Well, number one, you got to cover this bill.
All right, so let's say $10,000. You got $10,000 there. Then what on top of that?
Oh, probably another 10. I'm looking at 20G.
Kimmy, would that be appropriate enough for you?
I don't know how to put a number on, like, the extra.
See, because that's how you know she's a dog lover, because she is now emotionally attached to the dog and can't put a number on the dog's life. You immediately go, $10,000! Would you sell your dog for $10,000 right now?
Oh, God, yes.
No, you wouldn't. You
10G? I get one that looks just like it.
Kimmy, would you sell your dog for $10,000?
No.
Okay, there is your answer. Dog lover, when
I love my dog.
You love your dog $9,999
yes.
worth. So, like, Kimmy, you can't come up with a number of what your dog's life would be worth?
That's hard to put a number on because you're kind of just, there's no rhyme or reason to it other than just, I want that much money. I don't know.
So, you know what's funny?
Right.
There is a price for the life of a human.
Wait, a human body?
What a human life costs.
All right.
So, under the Nixon administration, fun history fact for you, the federal government, in an auto injury task force for the sake of trying to compensate victims of car accidents, came up with the worth of a human life.
Okay. What a settlement would be.
Yeah, exactly. And adjusted for inflation in today's money, your life is worth $885,000.
We're pushing almost a mil.
Yeah. But, I mean, you wouldn't get that money because you'd be dead. It would be your next of kin.
Right, but still, somebody would score a mil.
I mean, if everything worked out, yes. Right. $885,000 in today's money is
And that's any human being.
Yes. But, I mean,
like the biggest scuzz.
Human beings, it's a person.
I get it.
I don't think they factor.
God made scuzzes, too.
They don't factor in if you're a good person. It's just
I know.
A soul.
Yes. A life, Pat, a life.
But, like, you know, when a human passes away, there's no way to replace a human.
No, you can't.
And I get that you can't replace the dog you had, but you can't go out and, like, buy another Uncle Steve, or I could go out and buy another dog.
You can go get a dog that looks just like your dog.
Okay, what side are you on?
I know. I'm very confused.
You started justice for Bogart. How dare you? Well, you know, I could buy another dog. If they offered you $30,000, would you walk away, Kimmy? If your dog was killed in this way?
So we're deciding we're going to settle this out of court.
Yeah, well, okay, the judge comes to you and goes, listen, we can pursue criminal charges, but, you know, it's just going to be a fine for them. They're not going to see any jail time. Or we're going to allow you to handle this civilly, and if you are given a number that you find is appropriate, that's what we're going to do for punishment.
I would probably take the money only because, like, I don't want to keep reliving this either. You know what I mean? Because if you're going to take this further, like, that's also, you know, more that you're going to have to deal with, right? So I would just be like, fine, and walk away.
A couple of money-grubbing hoes.
Oh, yeah. $30,000? I'm in.
No, you took 10K. It's too late.
No, you said 30K.
You've already settled for 10K. You're the worst negotiator.
No, but I guess
I want 30,000.
Were you saying 30 plus medical?
I was asking
Kimmy. That's 40G.
No, no.
You're saying 30 total.
I was asking Kimmy because you already settled for
10K. That's only 20G.
Oh, for God's sake.
And by the way, you're going to get taxed on that.
Okay.
Unless you could do something under the T.
I don't think you can do a civil agreement
like that.
Under the T.
What if I, slip a little something to the judge?
Yeah, I would do that. That's probably a bulletproof safe plan to commit tax evasion and bribery.
Under
and
the robe a little bit. There you go, judgy boy.
Did you just finger blast the judge?
No, I'm slipping him some money.
You did the finger blast fingers.
That's all. The money's right there.
Stop, you're still doing it.
And I'm giving it to the judge under the robe.
You're now in contempt.
Under the robe.
You will be held in contempt if you won't stop finger blasting the judge. Order.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.